It is Thursday, June 2nd, 2011. You are listening to Dav and Dan live on WTBQ on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, or the replay on my Facebook page. If you would like to join in on the phone conversations, you can call us at 845-651-1110, email us at sidesplitting at Yahoo, or Facebook me at Davin Rosenblatt. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and today, making a return appearance to the station and joining me for the next hour, the very funny and musically talented Joe Curry.
Good evening.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, sir. Glad to be here.
I like the new intro music you concocted.
Thank you very much.
Very good. And also working on the board, the man who went to a dentist today, so I'm not going to bust his chops too much, the owner of this place, Frank Truett. Frank never talks during my show, but today I'm going to leave him alone because he went to the dentist and he walked away from the board. Frank doesn't even feel the need to work the board.
No,
for
just
my
leave
show.
It, set it and forget it.
Yeah, like, this show will go on autopilot. Don't worry. What could possibly go wrong with us?
Okay.
Well, we got a big show for you. The second half of the show, we're going to be discussing the genderless baby storm. It's this baby that this couple had. They've decided not to tell anybody whether it's a boy or girl. It's making all the headlines. But not only that, later on in the show, because baby storm's not the first genderless baby, Joe.
Not at all, no.
Long before that, growing up close to home in the Poconos was Alex. Alex is going to be in studio. And the interesting thing about Alex, not only was Alex he/she raised genderless, continues at age 33 to lead a genderless life.
A genderless life.
But before we get into that, Memorial Day weekend. Did you have a good Memorial Day, Joe?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was thinking about Memorial Day, how everybody's out there with the barbecues having a good time. And I was just thinking that really Memorial Day is a holiday that celebrates people that have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can lead our lives the way we do. And I got to thinking, like, what have I done to sacrifice for my country? And I really can't think of much. The biggest thing I could think of that I did to sacrifice for the United States was I went overseas a couple times to entertain the troops, which upon reflection I think was more of a sacrifice for my my loved ones, because they were the ones worrying the whole time, than it was for me. For me, it was just an honor. But Joe, have you done anything that you think you could say you sacrificed?
I brought the recyclables to the curb.
Well, there you go. It's a greener tomorrow.
No, but you always want to try to do your part. You always, you know, all those people overseas, mm-hmm. you know, missing their families and stuff like that. You know, a lot of times you feel like you want to, you know, give to them stuff like that. So anytime I can contribute or anything like that, I, you know.
I think as a society, we've become disconnected from our military, because it is only a very small group of people that actually sacrifice everything, lay their lives on the line, or lay their livelihoods on the line, so to speak. They sacrifice a lot to be overseas to protect us, because it's a very small percentage. Most of us, we go about our lives, and I was thinking, should we be more connected?
Absolutely. More people are concerned about Dancing with the Stars and Glee, then really, you know, taking an interest. You don't really hear, like, what the good things the military is doing. You only hear, like, you know, the sad parts when, unfortunately, we lose somebody. But, you know, they don't, you know, the strides that we're making. If you go overseas, and I'm sure that the folks there have told you that they are doing a lot of good there. But a lot of times, the media sometimes does not report that.
The media doesn't report. And it's funny, these men and women, they sacrifice their lives. But if you think about it, these wars have been going on for so long that now it's just like a little blurb, you know, a couple more Marines died in Afghanistan. You know, you just go on with it. You're just so numb to it. At least I am, unfortunately, you know, 10 years into these wars.
You know what? Yeah, it's just because it's droning on. But the thing is, if I'm reading the paper and I see that a service person has, you know, died in a conflict, I will stop and read that letter, you know, word mm-hmm. for word, because we owe it to them. They made the ultimate sacrifice.
I think you do. Just by doing that, you're doing more than most of us do. I think most of us, you know, skip to the sports section or the funnies or whatever we like to read. And I think we should do more. So here's what I was thinking, because I do think we are disconnected. Because I remember after September 11th, President Bush told us that we should go shopping. That was the thing. You know, you want America to keep going, go shopping. Which I understand why he did that. You know, keep the economy strong. You know, don't let the terrorists win. I got that. But it's not really the way we've done things in the past. In World War II, our men were overseas fighting, our women were building tanks.
Absolutely.
And keeping the country running. Now we're told to go, hey, you know, go to Kohl's, have a good day. I think we need to do more. If you'd like to join in this conversation, you can call us at 845-651-1110. I almost think that in times of war, especially when we have two wars like this, we should have a draft. I think it's time to bring it back.
They should, you know, in ways they should, because a lot of the servicemen are doing their tours of duty and just being, you know, repeated and telling that they're
home. 4, 5, 6, they just keep on going. They come home, their lives are destroyed because they don't see their families anymore.
Yeah.
They don't see their spouses, they don't see their kids. And when you're in that type of environment for a long time, I just from talking to them, you really can't get back into civilian life. You know, it's hard to go from, you know, going door to door looking for terrorists to I got to go to Walmart with the missus so we can get some hot dogs for the barbecue.
It's a very hard very hard to come back from that. When I was watching AMC during Memorial Day, and they play all the great war movies, and they had interviews with a lot of the veterans. Now, a lot of the veterans that came back from World War II had a big problem. The difference is the World War II veterans, that society, they were told to keep it in. You always hear that
they didn't want to talk about it.
They didn't talk about it. You know, and further conflicts, people have learned, you know, with therapy and stuff to open up more. But, you know, it's a tough thing to come back, you know.
I don't think we're going to have a draft because I think politically it's suicide for these politicians. But I will say this. I think if we did have a draft, we wouldn't have these 10-year wars that go on with no end game because everybody would be invested, you know, going to Washington, going to the local congressmen and senators going, what are you doing? Right now there's only a small amount of people, really the soldiers' families, that are really going, hey, what's the end game? When are our loved ones coming home? If you had a draft where everybody could be involved, all of a sudden you would see the citizens being outraged by what's going on.
Yes, but you know what? And I thought about this long and hard. You have a draft. It's kind of like now you have a disposable amount of people that you can keep the conflict going. You know, but it's a very good two-sided coin. You know, you don't want to keep the people there on tours that they really are overdue to come home.
Well, they just keep on recycling the same people.
That's the
downside
of the
draft.
That's the up point to that.
The downside of the draft is that you no longer have a professional military. I mean, our fighting force is exquisite because they are trained. They want to be there. They want to do this. I don't know if they want to be in Iraq or Afghanistan at this point, but they signed up for the military. You know, the last time we had a draft was Vietnam, and it's kind of like Afghanistan now. But you had more of a ragtag military because there was a lot of people that really were not fit for service and were not meant to be there and kind of hindered, I would say.
That's true. And the I have a friend whose son is in the Marines. Joined the Marines. He's going to be going to Afghanistan in several weeks. To get into the Marines, the qualifications to get into the Marines are very tough. It's very, very rigid. And I think a lot of the part of the armed services, so you have a very good point there.
I could not be a Marine. I would probably curl up in a ball and cry.
I think I missed my call. I wasn't in the military. I missed my calling on that. I think I wish in ways I did join the military. My family, a lot of them are in the military.
Really?
Yeah.
So you, even though you haven't personally made the sacrifice, a lot of your family members have.
My family has a very big military background. I have nothing but pride for the military.
How far back? How many wars back?
Let's see. My grandfather was in the service. My father was in the National Guard because he had a problem he had a physical problem.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, who's actually my half brother, he's 80 years old. He was a submariner.
Wow! World War II?
Korean.
Okay.
He was on the Gatto, which was one of the first class submarines. My other nephew was a submariner.
Mm-hmm.
One is in the Air Force. So it's a very military in my family is a very big thing and something I've always respected, even though I wasn't in the military, but I had the utmost respect, and I always felt that I missed my calling in it.
Well, I do my part. I frequently shop at the Salvation Army. So you can find me in the Bargain Bin T-shirts supporting the
club. We're going to call you Sarge.
Sarge? Yeah.
Sarge, looking through some old coats.
Yeah, but when I get my stripes, it's just a ratty old T-shirt with some Sharpie black marks on the sleeves. Those are my stripes.
Reduced.
Much like my act should be reduced. All right, so We've talked about the draft. You know, there's a company, a country that goes one step further. There might be other countries, but Israel, everybody joins. Men, women, mandatory service.
Yes.
Should we do that?
I think it would be a good idea.
Really?
I think it would be a good idea. I think a lot of kids nowadays need discipline. I think a lot of kids...
Well, getting an M16 shoved up your ass is some great discipline.
No, but kids these days are raised in an atmosphere where they're coddled. There's no competition. Their feelings can't get hurt. They're not set up for the real world. I think 2 years in the military will straighten them out. You can get into college after you get out of the military.
Women too?
Women too, absolutely. There's a lot of fine young women out there that are in the military.
I guess if you were going to, I don't know how Israel deals with this, and again, if you want to join in this conversation, 845-651-1110, but I guess if you were going to make everybody serve, would that mean that you would have to now allow homosexuals in the military?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Absolutely.
That's one way to solve the problem.
If you've got the wherewithal to do it, I mean, let them join. Let them join.
But you have to join. You have to join. Well, you're saying unless you're ill.
Well, then have their own platoon.
We would have like have their the are you talking about gay people have their own platoon?
Yeah, why not? If you want to do that, have them all platoon. They'll be fabulous.
They will be fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yes, so we will have the only military in pink camouflage.
Right, with the most tasteful uniforms. How do you think the enemy would feel dug in and all they hear coming in the distance is show tunes over the PA?
I think we would no longer have wars. Who can resist show tunes?
Why are they playing Liza? We must put down our guns and run.
I don't think they run from Liza.
Mm. Have you seen Liza lately?
I have.
Yeah, you better hoof it.
Joe, did you see this? The Pentagon has now said that if you cyber attack our country with computers, if you say you knock down our grid, you get a missile in the smokestack. So now that is considered an act of war. That is what our Pentagon has said. What say you?
I say you just hack back. What are you going to launch a missile? Really?
That's what they're saying.
What are you going to do? Launch a missile at the Apple store? If they're hacking into stuff, you fight them. It's counter. There's a whole bunch of counterintelligence hackers there. You can't just ambiguously go out and attack.
I think there's going to be a Nigerian prince who's going to get a missile on his backside. I'll tell you what, we won't get any more of those stupid emails.
Yeah.
Mr. President, the First Lady got an email from a Nigerian prince saying you're going to get $1 million. What should we do? Attack! Man the battle stations! Nobody spams the First Lady! You know what? That would be good. I would get no more spam. I mean, sure, I wouldn't get the penis enlargement stuff that I need so badly. But you know what? I think the military's doing the right thing. No?
I think they have so many people that can counter hack.
By the way, have you seen it? Look at these two hens. What are they looking at there? Richard?
They're looking at the Pepsi machine.
I got the backbone of the station, Rich. Mister, he's here from like 9 a.m. to like 7 p.m. Works every show but mine. And I got Frank, the owner of the station. And neither one has any interest in what we're talking about right now. none of them. Frank is looking at cars. He's looking at bras for cars. at least he didn't give me that awful Britney Spears orgasm that he usually does.
Sounds like what I hear when I do my act.
Yes, it does. There's not that many people there for your act.
But think about again the technology that we have. That mm-hmm. Why would we do? We have drone planes that attack. It's a model airplane. We're killing the enemy with our hobbies. You know,
we're killing the enemy with our hobbies.
Take a model airplane and you put a bomb on it. You send. That's like the coyote technology.
I like that.
It's great. So why do we have to send people in
there? We should do stuff with kites and slingshots. That would be great. Just like slingshot like a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, the Wile E. Coyote used to do that.
He had the greatest stuff.
Here's my concern, though. If we go to this cyber attack, it's on. Let's say there's a hit in Mafia Wars. Next thing you know, our guy loses his cool and a whole bunch of farmers in Farmville are nothing but dust. I mean, it could get really out of hand.
That's the thing. We're going to try to take land in Farmville.
I declare this for the United States. No, that's my cotton fields.
Platoon took over a village. LOL.
Yes, internet wars.
The internet wars, exactly.
Did you hear what Egypt is now doing?
Yes, I did. They are concerned about virginity.
That's well, they should be.
Never mind about freedom.
Uh huh.
But virginity is a big thing. They are, what do they do? During the protests, they did virginity tests.
The latest protest. This is, now, for those of you who haven't heard the story, CNN reported that the latest round of protests, because people are still protesting. Right now, the military is running the government in Egypt, and what could possibly go wrong with that? So they have these women, and they're out there, they're protesting. So during when they're not, they sleep at night, because that's what women do unless they're vampires and they're from Twilight. Mm. And so they sleep at night, and I guess they're sharing tents with the men. So the military said, you know what, we're going to round up the ladies here. We're going to do a little virginity test. I don't know what the virginity...
And if there was any reason for the draft, there you go.
But here was the line of reasoning for this. They're testing these women. They're lining them up in a room. There's soldiers there. People are photographing. It's humiliating. But they're saying, we are testing to see if they're virgins, because if they're not, they can't claim that we sexually harassed or raped them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you strip them naked, you know.
I think you just sexually harassed them.
You just sexually harassed them.
Are you surprised when a dictator is replaced by a military that this happens?
Well, I mean, a dictator, and now the military is going to take over. Yeah, they got a firm hand on the wheel. They got tanks.
They got tanks. Before they were with the protesters. Now they're sexually doing whatever to them. I don't, you know.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I think I'm at the point with these Middle Eastern cultures that I just don't know if, as a culture, I mean, individually, I'm sure, yes, you can. But as a culture, if they can handle acting like civilized human beings.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You agree with me?
Absolutely. You got to, you know, just act like a civilized, you know.
I mean, these same women that they're doing this to, they are a big reason why there is a new government in place.
Right.
These women were out there protesting and everything, and now they're doing this. I just don't think these Middle Eastern cultures respect human dignity.
No, and just because Cleopatra was a slut doesn't mean the whole girl, all the women there are.
Cleopatra was a slut?
Yeah, she slept around with, the guy in Rome.
The guy in... Well, it's hard to resist the Italians.
I know.
Have you seen the situation from Jersey Shore? Very irresistible. Irresistible. He looks like Popeye, but he's got big muscles.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, they hate him in Italy. They hate all of them in Italy.
Snooki got in a car, actually.
She hit an Italian police car.
When was the last time you heard Snooki got rear-ended and it didn't wind up on the porn websites? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's a little bit of comedy.
But in...
There it is. Well, I don't even know what to say, but I'm just so disgusted by this story. I think when you have the military running things, you can't, because the military mismanages everything.
Well, it's not like the military mismanages everything. The military has very cut and dry laws. Military law is a lot different than regular, you know, law.
Mm-hmm.
Law.
Boy,
right?
It's hard talking into a microphone.
Yeah.
Good thing you don't do it for a living, stupid.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, Joe is a comedian and a keyboard player.
Yes, so it's not like I'm not used to the entertainment
business.
He's
very funny when he plays keyboards.
Yes, very funny.
I think there's better ways to do these virginity tests.
Mm.
I think these were very obtrusive. I think if you want to have these virginity tests, you could be a little bit more on the down low. Because you know what? College guys are always looking at doing the virginity test.
Right.
There's
right.
always ways. You want to do a virginity test? Make them be Arnold Schwarzenegger's maid for a couple weeks.
Right.
You know, if they could leave that situation a virgin, then those are virtuous young ladies.
All you got to do is just go out with some vodka and cranberry, get them drunk, and see if they still want to be friends. Done.
If they're your friend, then they're virgins.
I just want to be friends. Okay, you passed.
Yeah, but maybe they don't like men in uniform.
Now, women love men in a uniform.
Maybe they don't like... Listen, not with these uniforms. They're coming at me. The ruler's looking up things. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're using rulers. I just imagined that they would use rulers.
Ruler?
I don't know why. I mean, it would all be metric, of course, so there'd be no inches involved. But I just think, you know, How do you stick a ruler someplace? How do you check if somebody's a virgin?
I guess you ask.
Are you a virgin? Nope, good enough for me.
There's a technical way to tell.
Okay.
You know, it's I think there is a thing you got to look at there, and it's...
There's a thing you got to look at there? That's some great radio.
Yeah.
Way to describe it, dummy.
I'm trying to work clean here.
Are you?
Yeah.
They should not have called it a virginity test.
What should they call it?
They should have called it a test of who gets to meet the suicide bombers in paradise. So they should have done, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be the suicide bomber in paradise in these crazy backward countries.
Right. You're going to have to be the suicide bomber. You need 30 of them.
Well, or you know, maybe they were in some of Bin Laden's videos that they found.
Mm.
I think, you know, another way they could have done it, get Joe from Girls Gone Wild down there. Because apparently the most virtuous of young women cannot refuse the allure of a Winnebago and a camcorder. I've seen some idyllic angels do horrible things with wood paneling in the background.
That's all he had to do. Send an old Winnebago there. Okay, Girls Gone Wild. Yes, yes, yes. Get in the tent.
Show your goods. La, 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 la. Anyway, well, you know what? Listen, I don't want to get on the Egyptians because they're not the only ones that are having these issues. We have our own government that has issues with
Are they doing virginity tests?
Well, you know what? Maybe Anthony Weiner should, because that's what I'm getting to.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. This guy is a piece of work.
It's quite the. Have you seen the work that? Have you seen the piece that he was working with?
Well, yeah, but he says essentially maybe it could be.
How
his.
Do you? For those that don't know, Anthony Weiner is a very left congressman out of Brooklyn, I believe.
Yes.
I actually like a lot of things he says, but he claims somebody hacked into his Twitter account. And posted a picture to a young girl that he follows, which is kind of creepy as it is. You know, back in my day, you didn't follow a girl. The girl's in Seattle. You wanted to follow a girl, she was around the block from you. That's how you followed a girl. But anyway, so there's this picture going around of a gray boxer briefs and a very large member in the pants. A very large member of Congress. And he's saying he doesn't know. He's saying, I didn't post it, but I don't know if it's my penis. Really?
That means that there is a picture of yours. That's out there.
Sure!
It could be. I don't know if it's mine, but it's
out
there.
Listen, when you're debating healthcare, sometimes you need to just kick back and take a picture of your crotch.
Yeah, send it out. And did you see all the... let me tell you something. If you saw the women that he's been tweeting, his main tweets, let me tell you, it's not like Mabel, who's 80 years old.
But who wants to follow Mabel?
Well,
I'm churning butter?
Apparently he's not. He's following a lot of hot chicks. And he has the audacity in a press conference. He was asked repeatedly, did he do that? And he danced around that question. That's the problem with these guys. They're a bunch of just out for themselves, disconnected.
So let me ask you this, Joe. Is it better if he goes, yeah, I follow this 18-year-old hottie, and that is my penis, and I thought she had a right to see it. Is that a better answer?
No, you want to know something? Right off the bat, he should say, we're investigating it, we're looking into it, we're finding the answers, this was a setup, instead of avoiding the question totally.
I don't think he was talking political speak.
That political speak is beating around the bush, and it's just indicative.
He said Bush.
It's also indicative on how these guys...
That's another funny word for the story.
It's also, you know, but the way these guys manipulate, lie, they're totally out of touch with regular people. And
he was trying to touch regular people.
Well, yeah, by the phone there. But it was like Charlie Rangel, the other senator in there, when he had all these misdemeanors.
Why do you guys just pick on the Democrats?
Because they're the ones making the problem.
Oh, stop it. All right.
Governor Christie used a helicopter to go to his kid's
organ. The Republican congressman who withdrew a couple months ago, you know, taking a picture on Craigslist of himself topless.
These guys love to take pictures of themselves.
They're very sexy men.
Aren't they? They just love to show.
I'll tell you what. I miss the days of Bill Clinton when you could just get a good old-fashioned Hummer in the White House.
Yeah. No problem.
You were tweeting. You were just getting yours.
And apparently, the prostitutes, there were some prostitutes that do follow Anthony Weiner because they both have something in common. They like to screw people for a living. So it's just a...
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're comparing Anthony Weiner to a prostitute?
Yes.
Well, they probably have about the
yes,
same
I
member.
Yes, I am, because they're just as dirty.
Oh,
both
stop.
Both of them. Both of them.
See, I do think, all kidding aside, I do think you're right. These politicians just need to go, yeah, I did it. It's my penis. Sometimes it gets out of hand.
All you had to say is somebody photoshopped the thing. It got out there. Somebody's against me.
But that probably didn't happen. He probably did send it.
Well, if you're going to lie right off the bat.
If you're going to lie, you're going to get caught. You know what you do? You do what every celebrity or politician do. You say you're guilty, you cry, you go to sex rehab.
Mm.
Then you do a tour with Charlie Sheen.
He should have done Charlie Sheen.
He should have done Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I'm here with my virgins.
What the hell was that? That was more like Sling Blade.
Sling.
All right, sorry.
That was terrible.
All right. Well, you do the Charlie. You try Charlie Sheen.
I can't.
All right.
All right. Shut up. I would never even try. All right. We need to take a short break. After the break, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the genderless baby storm. And we're going to be talking with Alex, the first genderless baby. Alex is going to be in studio. So listen to these commercials. And we'll see you on the other side.
My name is is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Sidesplitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Sidesplitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across the nation. Our entertainers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com. That's SIDESPLITTINGPRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
I can't wait for nighttime. I am going to GW's, the local place for the nightlife. GW's has so much to do. I think I'll start off with a GW's American Burger. Or maybe I'll get some of their famous wings. Maybe I should just wait till I get there and look at their menu full of all the great food. I can't wait to have one of those tasty beverages, and I'm definitely going to watch the game there. And then, maybe I'll go play some pool. Then I'm going to dance all night long to one of their awesome DJs or great rock bands. So much to do, and it's all in Chester, New York at the ShopRite Center. If you want to live the nightlife, you should definitely come to GW's and check them out at GW's Tavern on Facebook, or just give them a call at 845-469-FOOD. GW's Nightlife is the right life.
Success Martial Arts, the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training with a family fun environment custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations, on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury, and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
Hi, I have a young family, and I want to make gifts for my wife, parents, and in-laws, and a scrapbook for my daughter more than special. I wanted them memorable and unique. My friend Tony Pacente made that and so much more possible. Tony is an independent demonstrator with Stampin' Up, a quality craft supply company that has earned a Reader's Choice Award and has been featured in several magazines nationwide. And from now until August 31st, 2011, Stampin' Up! Will donate $2 from the sale of each Strength and Hope set and Strength and Hope digital kit to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, making your projects that much more special. But if you are not a crafter, but are interested in learning how to make handmade cards, paper, or digital scrapbooks, or gifts for any occasion, Tony would be happy to help with a workshop or class. She can also take custom orders for weddings, birthdays, and any other need you may have. Please visit her website at tonypacente.stampinup.net. TONIPACENTI.STAMPINUP.net. At tonypacente.stampinup.net, you will see the amazing quality line of Stampin' Up! Products available. So come, stamp a celebration today.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
As we go into tonight, expect clear skies and turning rather cool for June as temperatures drop down to 42-45. We'll have a sunny day on tap tomorrow with still a bit of a breeze at times as highs reach into the low 70s. A clear night Friday night, once again chilly, and looking sunny for Saturday with a few clouds arriving late in the day with a bit warmer temperatures with highs 75 to 80. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ. If you would like to join the conversation, you can call at 845-651-1110. Today, I am joined in the studio by comedian and funny man and musical talented guy, Joe Curry, made this soundtrack. It sounds good, Joe.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I like it. Sounds good, Joe.
Good, good, good.
Joe is a keyboard player. So before we went to break, I still hear the music.
It's going away.
tell you what, that Novocaine, it numbed Frank. He's a little bit slow today. He hasn't even given me the Britney Spears orgasm. I know he's waiting. They got like hundreds and hundreds of sound effects on that computer. Yeah. Frank only ever gives me two. But I can't. There it is. Now it's a show. Oh, there it is.
There it
I'll
is,
tell you
baby.
What, if that doesn't make you want to talk about genderless babies, nah. I don't know what does, Frank. At least we're not getting booed anymore.
Yeah, really.
Really, Frank? We got this million-dollar studio, and we got three sound effects. Okay, good.
Quit barking at us.
Good. Britney Spears just had an orgasm with a dog, and the dog is not pleased, and people are applauding. See that I tied it all together, Frank? I'm a professional.
Like, whoa. Weaved it right together.
Yeah, sure, I did. These people don't understand how lucky they are to have me here in this
pinch
spot.
Pinch ourselves. All right.
All right. Now, I don't know if everybody knows this, but up in Canada, it's kind of a country. There's this baby named Storm.
Ugh.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. What kind of name is Storm?
I don't know. There was Stormfield. He was a weatherman.
That was his nickname.
No, that was his name.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he went into the
weatherman. Don't mess with Stormfield. My mother used to think he was very cute.
Oh, yeah.
He's no Sam Champion, though. Yeah, those listening on the... Well, actually, Sam Champion's national. Everybody knows Sam Champion now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's a lovely man.
Yes.
So anyway, there's this baby that these parents had. I'm going to weave it all together. They've had two other children, one of them named Jazz. I think that was one of the American Gladiators originally.
Mm.
And so everybody was asking, is it a boy, is it a girl? So in these parents' infinite wisdom, they said, you know what? Enough of the nonsense. We're not going to tell anybody whether it's a boy or girl. We're going to raise the baby neutral. Let the baby decide what it is. Getting a lot of backlash, Joe. I'm looking at your face.
Because it's nonsense. What kind of parent does that?
These parents,
they're
Canadian
idiots.
All Canadian parents do this.
No. It's ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
They're ridiculous. How can you not... First of all,
mind your P's and Q's. We're going to have a guest walking in here any moment, and I hope you can hide your indignation.
Well...
Because it's going to be very uncomfortable.
I'll be nice.
Thank you. I hope, they're probably listening right now. Mm. I have to say they, because even I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, or a man or a woman at this point. But, so you are outraged.
I'm outraged. It's ridiculous.
The parents' argument is, first of all, the parents say, you know what, really, it's nobody's business. And with that, I kind of have to agree.
But it's the child. You can't raise a child like that. What kind of, you're making problems for this kid. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
They say they're liberating.
Oh, please.
I guess essentially it comes down to nature versus nurture. I mean, I have my daughter, and my wife did not want to raise her all girly. She's like, I don't want her to have all pink. No all pink. My wife was a tomboy. I said, all right, fine, no pink. My daughter loves pink.
Yeah.
Has always loved pink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's a part where the child just gravitates.
Yeah, but when your daughter looks at you and goes, Daddy, when am I? You're a girl, D. You're a girl. You're not like, we don't know.
I don't think my daughter ever asked me. I think she's pretty bright. She figured it out.
Well, I'm sure she did, but you're not like, when am I? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, they're going to answer the child, but they're just not going to tell anybody. The grandparents don't even know.
Oh, if I was the grandparents, I'd sneak in at night and take the kid.
You know, really, it's just a matter of taking, you know, hey, change a damn diaper.
Yeah.
Change a diaper, you're going to find out if there's a pee-pee down there or not.
Yeah,
you're going to find out when you change this diaper, if you need goggles or everything's good to go.
Yeah.
Because boys will hit you in the face.
And even they said the people would understand their decision. Really? No. No, they're
well, some people are supporting them.
Some people are morons. It's ridiculous.
You're very flexible in your view of the world,
because
Jeff.
Because this is silly. What are you doing to this child?
So you think it's going to make the child's life more difficult?
This kid's going to need therapy. Absolutely.
I think potential. I mean, it depends how long it goes on. It depends how long. I mean, at a couple weeks, couple months, really, who cares? But, I mean, I don't know if you can really start schooling, you know, wearing overalls every day.
Yeah.
I think at some point, you know, when they choose up sides, you know, like for jail ball or dodgeball and boys and girls, at some point, somebody's going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely. You're ruining this kid.
Well, let's flip it this way. What does it say about our culture that this couple is getting a lot of hate mail?
It says that the people are thinking the way I am.
But what right do we have to annoy them? I think we're a bunch of busybodies. Mind your own damn business.
Okay, let's say you see somebody hitting a kid or hurting a kid. You're going to say something, aren't you? That's what they're doing to this kid.
They're not hitting a kid.
But it's this almost the same thing. They're damaging this child.
We don't know
nonsense.
That. There's only been one other case of this, and that person's going to be in studio. Well, we don't know. This person might become Prime Minister of Canada. You don't know that. Yeah, you see, we don't really know if they're damaging you. We know you. And with the hitting the kid, some people would say, you were talking about before discipline, some people would say, hey, you know what? Let a parent knock a kid out. Ever go to a comedy club when the black comic ants, who here thinks you should hit your kids? Everybody applauds.
Ooh, Lord, yeah.
All the white people applaud. The black people take out their belts and start smacking people.
Yeah. So,
a lot of people think you should do things like this. You know, a lot of people think if you don't hit your kid, you're wrong. So there are people think, you know what? Don't pick your gender for your kid. Let the kid decide.
God picked the gender for the kid.
This is a God thing?
Yes, it is. God picked the gender for the kid. The parents have no right to do this silly nonsense for this kid. Child authorities should take this kid away.
Maybe they have no right. They're the ones who's going to pay for college.
But they're not
going to go to an old boys or girls school. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it'll be a neutral school. But this is crazy. These people are insane.
But you know what? Parents make decisions for kids all the time. My daughter will not eat fruits and vegetables. We make her eat them.
Well, you know, it's ridiculous. This is silly.
Now, Joe, I know this about you, or at least I think I do. You're a heterosexual male.
Yes. Except for that time in college, but no.
Girls Gone Wild got to you too, did they, Joe?
No, the Egyptians have been looking at me. All right.
I'm assuming you. I don't want to know that virginity test. I don't want to know what hole they're looking up.
Let's see the Sphinx. All right.
I see Allah. Get away. Get away.
Away.
I'm assuming your parents raised you as a boy.
Absolutely.
Do you think your life and choices you made would be different if you were allowed to be neutral in your early childhood?
Let me tell you something. I was raised. My dad died when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. Okay. And they went out of their way to make sure that I was kind of given a male influence and raised like that. And let me tell you something. I smoke cigars. I drink booze. I whistle at girls. Because
so basically, you're a sailor. You're like basically you're the worst.
Oh my gosh.
You're the worst thing about men. You smack
chicks around. They did their job. They did their job.
Really?
Yes.
I'm looking at you. Maybe not so much. Maybe a little pink in your bonnet would have made it softened you up a little bit.
Well, just a skosh.
A skosh. Right? There is that
there
feminine
you
anytime you skosh. I mean, like, you said that your mom and your grandma raised you a boy. At any point in your childhood, it's hard to remember, I know, but did you see, like, maybe a female toy, a Barbie doll or a doll or something, that you wanted and your parents said no to?
Not really, but I can...
Joe plays with dolls.
But I guarantee... No, I... But if I did, then my parents probably would have told me no.
They would have told you no.
They would have told me no.
See, I can't think of ever wanting a girl's toy. Like, I had stuffed animals, but I didn't really have dolls. And I don't think I would say no to my daughter. Like, we got her like a tool set at one point.
Because
every 4-year-old needs power tools.
That's right. Maybe they can work around the house and help.
Sure, why not? Earn your keep.
The closest I ever came to playing with dolls, me and my buddy Owen, we wound up getting a hold of his sister's Barbie play set. You know, when Barbie was there and he was making everything nice because G.I. Joe was coming home on leave.
Really?
Yeah.
G.I. Joe was going to rape and pillage the Barbies?
Well, you know.
Things happen.
Yeah, things happen.
What are you, Egypt? The Egyptian G.I. Joes? Yeah, horrible G.I. Joe players.
Oh, sorry.
We kind of did something like that to Daisy Duke once.
See?
Yeah, what is that with guys?
Yeah.
What? You have these Barbie dolls. They're Amazonian women. They're very beautiful, blonde women. You get these little G.I. Joes attacking them, humping their legs. It's just wrong.
We used to take remember the Weebles? They had the Weebles Village?
Yeah, they wobble, but they don't fall down.
Well, me and my buddy had our army men, and we took over the Weebles Village.
Really?
Yeah.
The army attacking? They don't even have legs to run away. You were a heathen, sir.
Right, it was slaughter. We killed those poor Weebles.
You know what? You know, maybe if you would have had one of those little Easy Bake ovens, maybe you would have been a little nicer.
Well, yeah. Well, we did that one time. We grew hash brownies and...
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was a male influence that was missing. No. I think it was a law-abiding influence. I think that's what it was. Because basically, you know, you're fantasizing about raping Barbie and you're growing weed and an Easy Bake oven.
Don't make you a bad guy.
I think it kind of does. I think it does, Joe. I got to be honest with you. I don't think it was a lack of a father figure. I think it was a lack of a parental figure.
Yeah.
Did they just let you run around?
No. My mother beat me senseless.
Clearly, I'm looking at you now.
She threw a shoe at me and broke the heel, and I got in trouble for the heel breaking.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did it hit you?
It hit me in the head.
Well, you have a hard head.
You can see what happened.
Listen, but really, that's not your fault. She made you.
Mm.
She can't blame you for that. Whole
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Our guest.
Oh, good. All right. Listen to me. I'll be nice.
All right, now let me just set this up for the audience. This is the first time Alex has ever come on a radio show. Here's the deal. I've been negotiating with Alex for a few days. We are not allowed to ask whether Alex is a man or a woman. And I respect that because it's kind of insulting. I mean,
all right,
people get me confused with as a chick all the time on the phone, and I'm a little insulted. Yeah, I have a female voice.
Really?
Well, yeah. Have you heard my Stampin' Up! Commercial?
Yeah, okay, point taken.
So these are the parameters. And if anybody wants to call and ask Alex questions, they can. The number is 845-651-1110. Alex is in the studio. Before I welcome Alex, and I just want to create a visual picture, if Alex does not mind, of what Alex looks like, because, you know, this isn't TV. First of all, Alex is 33 and grew up in the Poconos. Alex was raised by a gender neutral and continues to live life this way, much like Michael Jackson did. Nothing. Good. Okay, good. I'll move on.
Well, it was a joke there?
Just like all the other ones. You missed it.
Nah.
All right, now today, I don't know if Alex wears this every day, but today Alex is wearing a polo shirt, walking shorts, and Birkenstocks. And the thing that really annoys me about that is I don't think anybody's wearing Birkenstocks anymore.
What are Birkenstocks?
They're a type of sandal.
Really?
Yeah, like if you're a deadhead. Maybe Alex is a deadhead.
Sounds like a Barbarian beer fan.
You know, they don't wear them in war because we have so many like horse and cow pastures and all. You don't want to wear Birkenstocks when you're in the
cabin.
That's kind of nasty. But, you know, Poconos Mountains. I don't know. So Alex is in studio. Alex has I'd say dirty blondish hair. It's kind of a Prince Valiant type of haircut, if you can manage that. Go see Tangled if you haven't. Nice complexion. Alex has a nice complexion. Good skin. Blue eyes. I feel either gay or turned on, by the way, just like describing Alex like this. Because if Alex is a dude, it's kind of like, well, you know, he's got, you know, blue eyes, nice hair. This is awkward. But again, it's my job as a radio host to create the picture for you. So I hope Alex doesn't get offended by this. Smallish chest / pecs. Because, you know, if it's a girl, it's bosoms. If it's a guy, it's pecs. So not very built. But I saw Alex walking in, and again, this tells you what type of perv I am. A little bit bigger in the caboose.
Mm-hmm.
A little junk in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So a brother may or may not be interested in Alex.
He would have to figure it out, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I say may or may. Although in prison, really doesn't matter.
No, all hands on deck.
So we're hoping Alex is a law-abiding citizen. Alex, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, should I call you Devine? Or Davin.
Yeah, Davin's good.
And Joe, I like that name too. That name could be either one.
Oh, well.
Could be either one.
I think it likes me.
Don't be rude,
I'm
it.
Not being I'm just.
You're not being mood?
I'm not being mood.
Alex, I mean, do you get a lot of that? People don't know whether to say he, she, it?
No, they can't really tell just by looking at me, you know, because I mean, I have sort of a Miss Piggy-ish kind of voice, but sometimes it changes, and I know people just can't tell sometimes because there's kind of a bulge in the front, so it could be either a gigantic clitoris or a really microscopic penis.
Let me ask you a question. You said there's a bulge in the front. Are you a congressman by any chance from New York?
Anything on Twitter?
I might be.
Do you reckon? All right, I feel a little skeezed. You know, Rich, the board guy, always asks me to bring him hot chicks. I think tonight I might have done that. I don't know. All right, let's just get into this, Alex. Listen, this is new for me. I don't usually have this type of situation here, but let's just get into it. I'm sure people have a lot of questions. Alex, why did your parents raise you gender neutral?
They decided not to keep borders on me because borders are a horrible, horrible thing. Like a bra, for instance, is a border. It keeps my beautiful flat-chestedness in line, and I want to be free with it.
You know who else finds borders horrible? Mexicans. They cross them all the time.
All the time. Run right through the fence.
This is so awkward. Joe, you have any questions?
Yeah.
the bathroom, toilet seat up or toilet seat down?
Well, actually, I put the seat down, but I stand up and then sit down. I make it into kind of like a workout.
Must look like calisthenics.
Really, Joe? I'm trying to have an interview here, trying to inform the people. You're asking about toilet seats, Joe?
It's a good question, because women get upset when you leave the toilet seat up. Men don't care.
Fine.
And we want to find out. All right, fine.
This is my first time working with you. Fine. I didn't know you were going to ask these type of questions. Alex, if you're offended by anything Joe says, I apologize beforehand.
I'm not being offensive.
I'm not offended. It's okay. You can call me later, Joe.
Whatever it is content.
Whatever it is. You're a terrible human being.
No, I'm not.
You kind of are. All right. I'm going to try to get this a little bit more professional again. Right. I apologize, Joseph. Stupid.
Yeah.
Why have you, at age 33, Alex, decided to continue down this path and keep your gender secret?
Because it's the only way for me to live. You know, I've my whole life I've spent in hiding. You know, I can't go out in public in my muumuus. Nobody accepts me.
Muumuus?
Muumuus.
Are you Middle Eastern?
No, it's a little bit of both worlds.
So you embellish, you enjoy this embellishment.
I do.
All right, Joe, let's give you another shot here. I want to try to include you in this show. Do you think it could be nice?
Yes, I can.
All right, Joe, try again.
All righty, whatever you are.
You're a terrible human being.
I'm not terrible.
Alex.
And how come you don't have like a hippie name like the other kid does, like Moon Dance or, you know, Sunshine or
well,
like that?
Originally my parents named me Crescent Moon, and then it was Earth Hole. But Alex just seemed more normal.
Earth Hole?
Earth Hole.
Earth Hole, yes.
Like Staten Island, Earth Hole?
It sounds like somebody you call somebody.
No, it refers to something that may or may not be down below.
All right, hold on. I'm going to break him on this one. All right, at a wedding, you go after the garter belt or the bouquet?
Well, definitely both. As long as I get to choose the person who puts on the garter. And instead of a flower, I'd prefer a potted plant.
Potted plant?
A plant.
Hmm. That's going to hurt when you throw that.
Yes, but it could be either way.
Could you imagine trying to catch a potted plant?
Maybe a spider plant.
Spider plant, all right.
This is awful. No. I'm itching like I got poison ivy right now.
Okay.
I'm going to try to, you know, I'm trying to be a journalist here, like Jon Stewart. Do you find being gender neutral liberating at this point in your life?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I've been known to burn my tank top a few times. Plus, the ability to use any public restroom I want really makes it easier at Lilith Fair. Also, I'm able to enjoy the comedy of Andrew Dice Clay and Chelsea Handler at the same time.
I don't think anybody enjoys Andrew Dice Clay at this point.
I like Andrew Dice Clay.
So good. Maybe you two could go on a date and see him in concert
together. I might have some dice below me.
Are they fuzzy dice? Why did I ask that, stupid man? All right, Joe, you want to try again? Can you ask a professional question?
All right.
Really? Are you giving a speech to the Elks every time you ask a question? You got to clear your throat?
I am a professional broadcaster.
That's okay. I have to clear mine every now and then.
And you want me to be...
Wow. Just drop.
Sorry.
Like a stone.
Like a sack of an 85-year-old man. Holy crap.
Once in a while.
Now, what do you wear to the beach?
Well, it's kind of like, you know those outfits that the wrestlers kind of wore in like the 40s?
Oh, like those old 1920 guys.
Jumpsuit.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Something similar to that.
Now, do people feel that's odd? Do people look at you when you're on the beach in that kind of fashion?
They might. They might look at me kind of like you're staring at me right now, Joe.
Joe is definitely staring at Alex.
I'm thinking of that outfit on him.
Her.
Her.
Yes. It that seems so wrong to use that pronoun.
I prefer shim.
Shim?
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 Yes.
You really have embraced this.
I have.
Alex, do you date?
I do date. Actually, I just got out of a relationship with Tilda Swinton. Plus, I was dating someone very famous recently that sort of ended and sort of didn't. Let's just say I got out of a relationship with someone named Chastity, but just started seeing someone named Chaz.
Is he talking about the Bono kid?
I don't know. I don't want to know who Tilda Swinton is.
I may be or may not be.
Why are you so secretive? I mean, this is your first interview ever, isn't this?
It is. Plus, I only date people who are into Culture Club or Katie Lang and who like long walks in the woods with a trench coat on.
What about Poison, the first album? Look What the Cat Dragged In. What do you think of that album?
Well, I like Poison in my mouth all the time.
Really?
All right, keep it clean there. Keep it clean there.
And Poison, you couldn't tell what they were either.
What? Poison, you don't know what it means.
What do you think of the reaction of Baby Storm being raised gender neutral? What do you think of all this outcry?
Truthfully, I think Baby Storm is a hack. I am the original. I am the first one to have a vagina.
A vagina? A vagina? What's a vagina?
Vagina. You'll have to
find it. Sounds like peanut butter and jelly gone wrong.
Or Island Eurasia.
I think we invaded that in World War II.
We won.
Yes, we did.
We took vagina
over. We got the best vagina in the world, we do.
We put our flag right on vagina, and we were proud to have it on vagina.
You can put your flag in this one.
Do you find Joe attractive?
I do.
What type of relationship do you think you could have with Joe?
Well...
A long-distance one.
Well, I mean...
That's okay. I don't mind.
No, I'm a married...
You're a little hairy.
I'm a married man.
A little smooth over there.
Are you a sports fan, Alex?
I am... well, not really, but kind of.
What do you think of Derek Jeter? Give me a couple words.
Well, I'm gender-neutral, not gay, and I say that because all Yankee fans are kind of gay.
Wait a second.
Now I'm starting to like him. Or him. Or her.
Just because we have one of our best ball players is called A-Rod, is no reason to call us gay. That do not offend our Alex. I mean, I thought we had something together. I'm trying to have a... Well, not together.
Well, I'm starting to side with it now.
It's very offensive.
Oh, and nothing more offensive.
I'm offended when you say that. Are you offended by that?
I'm not offended by anything.
Do you like women's basketball?
I might a little bit. Or I might not. Or I might like Shaquille O'Neal.
He didn't play women's basketball.
Oh.
Sounds maybe. Ugh. Lifetime Network. Great television or excuse to keep Meredith Baxter Burney employed?
A great television, but not just an excuse to keep Meredith Baxter Burney employed. An excuse to keep Nancy McKeon, Marky Post, and Jane Seymour employed.
Avid watcher of it, are ya?
I love Nancy McKeon.
All right, settle down there, Joe, just because they said the same name on the biggest thing they ever did.
Yes, Joe, my favorite.
Take the good, you take the pain, you take the facts of life. Yeah, I like Nancy McKeon.
Now you sound like a shim.
Ugh.
Joe, you got any more groundbreaking questions?
Groundbreaking questions, I don't know.
No? Fine. All right, I'll ask the last question then, because Joe's prepared as always. Well, let's just ask as the audience wants to know. Once a month, you get moody and irritable?
Yeah, but only when I'm out of chocolate. I love chocolate. It really calms my nerves. But so does beer, and chili, and perfume, and flowers, and football, and fashion shows.
You are a mystery wrapped within an enigma, ensconced in Joe Curry's shirt.
Hopefully.
Wow. You know what? I can make this happen here. Now, my buddy, Johnny Watson's got his own little show, Watson & Watson, on Blog Talk Radio, and they're doing a dating show tonight with his cousin Tara. I think we should do a dating show with Alex and maybe Joe, or maybe we'll get one of our listeners, or maybe Frank. Frank's like, sure, what the hell?
I'm game, baby. I'm game.
Yeah, but what game is it? Chinese checkers? Nobody wants to play that game.
Well, I could play Chinese checkers, regular checkers, chess, whatever you like.
Do you want to raise a family?
I would like to raise something right now. Or not.
I feel very dirty. Well, Alex, I would like to say thank you for coming in and shedding some light, or not. Shedding some light onto the situation, but I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, doing whatever it is that you do, wherever you do it in the Poconos. I wish you lots of luck, and I wish you lots of happiness.
Thank you, Devine, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Whit.
Okay, cool. You at least give me a hug, Joe?
Come on, Joe, give him a hug.
Oh, come on,
give
Joe.
Give her a hug, Joe. Give her a little smooch on the cheek. Don't be a jerk. Come on.
It's arousing feelings.
Frank, hit the Britney Spears orgasm thing. It'll get Joe in the mood.
Shake on it. It might not be a hand, but shake on it.
There it is, Joe. Ooh. Come on, give a little smoochy poo.
I can do that, too.
Ay vey. Anyway. Alex, thank you for your time. We are almost out of time. Joe, before we get out of here, where are you going to be this weekend?
I am going to be at the Comedy Works in Bristol, Pennsylvania.
Very nice.
Worth the trip. Friday and Saturday.
I'd like to give a special thanks to GW's in Chester. Actually, Joe and I, and maybe Alex, too.
Ho, 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 ho. Bringing it with us?
Maybe. Yeah. We'll get her to Shirley Temple or a beer or
we take a separate cause.
Oh, whatever. Right. We're going to go down to GW's, hang out after the show. Special thanks to them. Also, special thanks to Success Martial Arts and congratulations to Sensei Russ. Just had a baby boy, Aiden. So congratulations, Sensei Russ.
And he is going to make, no, it's a boy, right? It's like he's going to raise him a boy.
Yeah, he's a man. And also, new to the program, new sponsor, thank you, Tony Pacente of TonyPacente.StampinUp.net. She's a very good friend of mine, and she's got a great product that she's doing, great for making wedding invitations. We used it for our wedding invitations. She is great. This Friday, I was going to be off this week. I haven't been off since I've started the show, but this Friday I'm actually going to be in West Virginia at White Sulphur Springs at the Greenbrier Inn and Casino.
Just a matter of time.
Maybe I'll take Alex with me.
Yeah.
Any closing?
Oh, they'd love him there.
Any closing thoughts?
Or
Joe?
It there. That's it.
That's your
it.
Ugh. Frank, anything to add? Can we get you on? Frank, can anybody hear you when you go, that's it? You know, Frank does not like us very much. Just because we bring in Alex. Well, there it is. He's kicking me off the radio. That's what the boss does. I don't believe it. Listen, thank you for listening to Davin's Den. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening.
Later.
We do support Shims. Out!
Shims.
Station since 1969.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. New details about the day J.C. Dugard was abducted.